King Prataparudra accepted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as his spiritual master. And because his spiritual master was speaking the truth, he immediately accepted it. Just upon this one statement, Maharaj Prataparudra surrendered his entire life to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He requested Sarvabhauma Vasudev again and again, please, when he returns from South India, can you arrange me to meet with him? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this will be very difficult because he is sannyasi. He does not meet with worldly people like kings. However, very soon he will be returning. I desire to provide for him a very nice place of residence. I request you to kindly help me in this regard. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should be given a very clean and nice place that is solitary and peaceful. Also, it should be very close to the temple of Lord Jagannath. Please make the necessary arrangements. King Prataparudra, great happiness. He said, I know just the perfect place for him. The house of Kashi Mishra. It is very close to the Jagannath temple. It's a very quiet, secluded, and peaceful place, and all necessities are easily found there. This is the place that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should reside. Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to meet with Kashi Mishra. He said, it is the king's desire that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stay at your residence. Kashi Mishra became full of joy. Oh, what a good fortune it is that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will stay in my residence. He was so very happy and grateful for this opportunity to serve the Lord. Soon, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour. The residents of Jagannath Puri, they were so much in the anguish of separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is explained, just like the chatak bird is always looking to the cloud, waiting for one drop, fixed in attention. Similarly, the residents of Jagannath Puri were waiting for the return of Lord Chaitanya. When he returned, he first met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The two of them went to the temple of Jagannath. There they had beautiful darshan of Sri Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath Swami. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this very place we are sitting today, the house of Kashi Mishra. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya introduced, this is Kashi Mishra. He is your eternal servant. At that time, Kashi Mishra fell down at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in great ecstatic love. When he got up, Lord Chaitanya revealed to him his forearm form of Narayan, holding the conch shell, the club, the disc, and the lotus flower. When Kashi Mishra saw this, he fainted in great ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised him up and very, very affectionately embraced him. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his residence in the Gambhira. Kashi Mishra gave him a raised seat Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought in the various servants of Lord Jagannath from the temple. He started to introduce each of them. The first one he introduced was, this is Janardhan. It is his service to repaint the beautiful body of Jagannath every year during the 15 days when he is in seclusion between Snan Yatra and Ratha Yatra. And this devotee here, he is the one that walks before Lord Jagannath with a golden cane when he's on procession. Each of these devotees had a special service to Lord Jagannath. They were all so happy meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Meanwhile, Bhavananda Rai, the father of Ramananda Rai, happened to come in. And when he was introduced by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Bhavananda Rai, how fortunate are you? Ramananda Rai, the very most precious jewel amongst all Vaishnavas, is your son. I declare that you are none different than Maharaj Pandu. Your wife is Kunti Devi, and your five children are the five Pandavas. Our Bhavananda Rai, he began to cry in great humility. He said, my Lord, my body, my wealth, all my family members, everything I surrender to you. For you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am less than a fourth-class man. I am the lowest of the low and very sinful. But still, you are seeing good qualities in me. You have even embraced me. That is the evidence that you must be the Supreme, All-Merciful Personality of Godhead. Please know, as long as you are in Puri, whatever I have is yours. And then he gave one of his sons, Vaninath Patanayaka, to full-time be in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada said that all Indians should give at least one son to full-time serve the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Prabhupada said, this is the disease in India, that they are not willing to do this. One of our devotees in Bombay, Ramchandra Chabria, a very old person. He owns the Sea Palace Hotel, just near Taj Mahal Hotel. We've had many programs on his terrace. He was one of the first devotees to help Prabhupada in London. And when Prabhupada and his devotees came to Bombay, Prabhupada first stayed at his hotel with all of his devotees for about a month or 6 weeks. He was the first person in Bombay to help Prabhupada. Ramchandra Chabria tells me, most every time I see him, that Srila Prabhupada would regularly express this dissatisfaction with Indians. That every Indian who has several sons should give at least one to full-time serve Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Hare Krishna. Anyways, some of the sons have come to make their parents fortunate. And give them the blessings of Srila Prabhupada. So Vaninath Patanayaka became Lord Chaitanya's servant.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.